Hello, this is Choices, and this is your host, Judy Mario. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. You know, we know that everything in our lives exists because we make choices about things, and the choices we make are what has brought us to where we are today. And you and I must accept the consequences of our choices. Sometimes that's not so easy, or we don't like the consequences because we've made choices that we're all not really excited about at some time or another in our lives. But we also have made some very good choices. And this show is about how to make those good choices and how to keep on making those good choices. And listeners, you know that every show I do comes from you, and the things you've told me are important to you. And today, we are talking about how to stay revved up, how to keep your energy up, how to get through the day feeling as good at the end of the day as you do at the beginning of the day. And this was a suggestion from Tom in Pennsylvania. He said sometimes in the afternoon he just gets to where he's dragging, and he wants to know what are some of the things he can do so that he doesn't drag about mid-afternoon. So, Tom, let's just get going and find out what there are that you can do. You know, the people who irritate me are the ones who come in the morning and they say, oh, I'm just not a morning person, because they have this attitude that the day is not going to go well. I know there are days when it's hard for all of us to wake up and get going, but day after day after day, that's a habit. So, and then there are the others of us who get up in the morning and we're ready to go, but about mid-afternoon, like you said, about mid-afternoon, our energy starts to get depleted, and that's when we actually just feel like we just need to crash or we need to take a nap. And you know, the truth of the matter is, if it's at all possible, in the mid-afternoon when you feel like you need to take a nap, you need to go and do it. How long does a nap have to be? Well, a nap could be 10 minutes or it could be an hour. But sometimes that replenishment of that energy is so important to us, and that nap can help us come back even more alive for the rest of the afternoon. But there are some other things that we need to talk about today about how to stay revved up. And one of the ways that we can do that is to complete things. You know, when things aren't finished and they're just hanging over us, it really wears us out. I know when my desk is piled up with unfinished projects, when there's two or three things going on at one time, and I'm looking at it, I just feel overwhelmed, and that kind of wears me out. If you have something to do, do it now. Do the worst part of it first and get it out of the way. Once you make the difficult phone call or you begin the project you've been avoiding, you're going to realize that it wasn't as bad as you anticipated. And that the feeling of having to do it is the hard part. But if you get into it and you start getting it done, you're going to start feeling good. Because really it was the anticipation of coming to the time of doing it that is what wears us out, rather than the thing itself that was causing you to suffer. And so get things completed. If you get things completed, you'll feel like you've taken a big weight off of your shoulders, and that'll help you stay more revved up. Also, think about how you schedule your time. Scheduling your time is so very, very important, because when you schedule your time, you want to allow some time for thinking and planning and reading. And most of us don't do that. We just schedule one thing after another, or we schedule appointments every 30 minutes all day long. We don't schedule in an appointment for ourselves just to think, or an appointment with ourselves just to plan. Or when do we read? We put all our reading over in a stack and we say, oh, we're going to do that later. So we need to allow time for us to have like a little cushion of time that's just for us, so that we don't feel so rush all the time. And if you feel like you can't make a deadline, renegotiate. If something's coming up and you just feel like, wow, I'm not going to be able to get this done, renegotiate. Go back and say to the person, you know, I need more time. Because if you can renegotiate, that'll make it easier on you. I know sometimes I set my own deadlines, and I'll just be pressure to get those deadlines done, and then I have to say to myself, wait a minute, Who set that deadline for you? It was you. You can move the deadline. You don't have to push yourself to have this by a certain date. It would be good if it could be, but it's possible that you can do it a week later or a day later or even an hour later, because renegotiating buys time for you, and it gives you and it gives others time to prepare for the change in plans. And that's what we want to do. I know when I wrote my book, You Are More Than Enough, I was running about a week late on getting on meeting my deadline. I called my publisher and I said, I am so sorry. I'm just about a week out before I have this finished. And she was just elated. She's like, oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you're going to have it to me in a week. Most of the writers don't get their books in on time, and they don't get them in within a week. I'm so impressed that you're going to be only a week late. And you don't know what it did for me. It relieved all that pressure that I had about getting that book done by that specific date. Here I had another week, and I found out she was excited about it. She wasn't sitting there tapping her foot waiting for my book to arrive. So allow yourself some extra time. This is so very, very important. And I think, too, you have to decide that you want to do what you have to do. That's the hard thing. You know, how many times do you get up in the morning and you say, oh, I have to go to work today. I have to go to work today, or I have to do this today. Why not want to? Why not say, I get to go to work today, or I want to go to work today? Because, you know, there are people all over the world that would like to have your job. There are people all over the world that would like to have any job. They'd like to just be able to make some money and feed their families. And here we are going, oh, I don't want to go to work today. Oh, I have to go to work today. Oh, it's off to work I go. So we need to think about that and be grateful that we have this job and try to want to do what we have to do. You know, most people have things they have to do that they don't look forward to. And in order to keep your energy level revved up, don't think of these things as duties. Think of them as challenges and opportunities. Opportunities to learn something. Maybe learn something as simple as patience or discipline, or even how to deal with those difficult people that you work with or live with, for that matter. So want to do what you have to do. That's going to make a big difference in your energy levels. Always, always, always implement yourself a little bit of quiet time. Now, we talked a little bit about allowing some time cushions for thinking and planning and reading, but even more than that, you want to implement some quiet time. Designate a specified time in your office when no one will interrupt anyone else unless it's absolutely necessary, because we just can't get our work done sometimes if we don't have some quiet time. I worked with one organization in Johannesburg, South Africa, that they had quiet time in the morning until 11 a.m. And until 11 a.m., employees did not disturb each other. They didn't go over and say, you got a minute. They didn't talk to each other. Until 11 a.m., they worked on their own work, doing exactly what they had to do, not having a discussion with anyone else. Then the rest of the day, they could talk to people, they could work on projects and so on. But during that time, from 8 in the morning until 11 a.m., that they had quiet time, it was amazing how productive they were. And it was like an IT department, which was very important for these people to be able to think and do and plan and take care of the problems that their customers and clients had. And so they really utilized that time from 9 to 11 in the morning for getting their own work done. So if your company advertises that its office hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., perhaps employees should come in at 8 a.m. and have the first hour as quiet time before you are officially open for business. That would give you a time to get some things done. But I don't know. I don't know if we can talk our bosses or our companies into having that quiet time. I don't know if they see the benefit of it. But it is definitely a big benefit in order to have quiet time. Listeners, thank you for being with me today. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, a show about the various choices that we make in life to keep ourselves having a good life, to keep ourselves keeping our self-esteem high, keeping our self-image high, keeping our confidence and our power high. So thank you for joining me, because you know that the consequences of the choices we make in life will either make our life better or make our life worse. And you know, life does not stay the same. We're either getting better or worse. And you and I just want to get 1% better every day. If we get 1% better every day by the end of the year, what is that, 365% better? Can't do much better than that. So thank you for joining me on Choices. And I'd like to invite you to go over to my website, judymorio.com. That's JudyMoreo.com, judymorio.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. Newsletter goes out every month. It gives you information about how to live a more powerful and more exciting life, and about how to make the choices that will enhance your life and give you more purpose and more passion and more power. And also, while you're there, just click on that link, which will take you over to Choices, which is our magazine, our online magazine, excellent magazine. We have some fabulous writers with that magazine that write all kinds of great stories, short stories, and articles about how to live a better life. So please, please, please go on over to judymorio.com and sign up for the newsletter and for Choices magazine. Or you can just go to choicesonlinemedia.com if you just want to go direct to the magazine, or you want to listen to any of the archived radio shows that I've done over the last year. You can just go in there and pick out the subject that you want to listen to, and there it is. So thank you for joining me today, and let's continue to talk about how to stay revved up. Because, you know, most of us experience our highest energy levels during the morning hours when we're refreshed from that good night's sleep that we've had. And therefore, the sharpest and clearest thinking is usually in the morning. On the other hand, in the afternoon, when our energy levels are apt to be lower, our thinking could be a bit duller. And especially if we had a nice big lunch, all we want to do is take a nap, and the body wants to digest all that food. So today we're talking about how to get past some of that. And one of the things that you want, if you're going to stay revved up, is to avoid negative people. Don't listen to people who complain or whine regularly. They wear you out. Have you ever noticed that when you've been around somebody that's just constantly negative, that you can walk away from them an hour later and you just feel like you've got all the problems of the world? You just feel depressed and tired, and like you've got to go, maybe even you feel like you want to slit your wrist, because these people and their negative attitudes just go on and on. They sap your energy. So you don't want to become the father confessor or the sister caretaker. You don't want everybody to come to you and tell you all their troubles, and you have to listen to it. And ask yourself, if you foster dependence or independence when you help one of these people, what are you doing for them when you're listening to their negativity? And I don't know that we can really help them, because I believe that these people, they just whine and whine and whine and whine. And sometimes they whine about the same thing day after day after day. And you give them the right answers, and you show and encourage them how to find answers for themselves. But do they do it? Do they go out and do it? I remember I was helping a speaker. It was a fellow that was in one of my organizations, and he came to me and said, I want to be a speaker like you. Can you help me? Can you tell me what it is that I need to do to be a speaker? And so I spent a whole afternoon with him, giving him advice and telling him what he needed to do and what kind of promotional materials he needed and how to get his videotape together, his demo tape that he would send out to people. I mean, I spent so much time with him, it wasn't even funny. And then he called me a couple weeks later and asked me, I have a few more questions, could I spend time with you? And so I spent time with him, and he gave me all these other questions, and I gave him tons and tons of advice. And then I noticed as the month went by that he wasn't doing anything with it. So I said to him one day, what are you doing? Have you gone and done anything with this advice I gave you? And he goes, no, I'm not planning to be a speaker right now. I'm just someday. Right now I'm busy doing what I'm doing for my career, and I'm just really busy doing this, and I can't move on. I was so furious. Here I had spent all this time trying to help him, and he wasn't even going to do anything with it. But at least he wasn't complaining about it like so many negative people. You know, negative people come in many different packages, and negativity is exhibited in different ways. You have bullies, you know, bullies who get in your face and get in your space, and they know everything, and they kind of want to push you around and control you. You have the fox that you work with sometimes. That's that sneaky person that talks to you to your face, and then they stab you in the back. You know the ones I'm talking about? They're just sarcastic and nasty, and sometimes they want to have some kind of attention at your expense, and so that's a type of a negative person. Or you have the stonewall. That's the negative person who just won't talk. You have something that you need to clear the air with them, and they just clam up. They won't talk. They won't be a part of the conversation. They won't put any input. They won't give any advice. They've just got their own attitude. You have time bombs. You know, the people that are nice all the time, and then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, one day, they just explode. And so, I mean, negative people come in all kinds of different packages. So let's talk about what is a negative person and why should you avoid them. Well, a negative person is really someone whose behavior causes some kind of a difficulty for you. Their behavior causes some kind of a difficulty for you. It affects you in some sort of a negative way. I mean, they could even be a nice person who's nice, and that always says, here, let me help you, here, let me help you, here, let me help you. But then they never do it. They never get it done. I have one of those that works with me. She is the nicest person on the face of the earth, and I just love her. But she doesn't get things done. She says she will, and she takes on more and more and more and more and more, and she says she'll get it done, but she doesn't. And consequently, it's difficult. It's causing me not to get my work done, and it's causing me to get an attitude, and I get angry with this person, and then when I get angry, it keeps me from getting my work done. It actually wears me out. So even though some of them may appear to be nice, if their behavior is causing some kind of a difficulty for you, these are people that you want to stay away from. Because these are people who are energy sappers. You become tired just by being around them. If you work with someone you don't enjoy, you can store up a great deal of negative energy. Now, you can clear the air by communicating. You can talk to them. Be assertive. Life is too short to waste on resenting situations and resenting other people. So I suggest that we confront people when they have this kind of behavior, because if you're working with them, you probably have to interact to get things done. And so if they're constantly being negative or complaining, it would be a good idea, if there's any way you can, to speak with them and see if you can redirect that behavior towards something more positive. That would really help a great deal. Another thing we can do to keep our energy revved up is exercise. And I know you're probably going, oh, no, I don't believe she's saying that. That's what everybody says, is exercise. Well, if everybody says it, there must be some truth in it. Park your car further away. Park it way out in the last parking bay so that you have to walk further. Climb the stairs instead of taking the elevator. It may take longer, but exercise can help keep you in shape and keep your energy levels up. And you know, exercise will help relieve stress. The research tells us that you need a minimum of 20 minutes of exercise 3 times a week just to deal with your normal stress. And how many of us have normal stress? I don't have normal stress. Do you have normal stress? No. So how do you deal with that? What do? Well, you exercise. And the more you exercise, the more energy you'll get. And I know people who say, oh, I get off work and I'm too tired. I just can't go and exercise. I'm too tired. Well, if you go and exercise, guess what? You'll get your second wind and you'll start to feel better. You'll start to feel good. You'll start to be revved up and your body will be in better shape. And the older you get, the more important that is. We have to learn to communicate with ourselves in a very positive way. How we communicate with ourselves makes a big difference in whether or not we stay revved up. If you tell yourself, I want to go exercise instead of I have to go exercise, you'll be amazed at how much more fun the exercise will be. And you know, even if you just take a 20-minute walk around the block or down the street or in the local park, you'll be amazed at being outside, what it does for you. Getting out into the nature, getting out in the fresh air. It will really, really help you feel better about life and feeling like you have more energy. Often in stressful situations, which all of us have, what we tell ourselves makes the matters worse. And the most common pitfalls that occur during conversations with ourselves are things like lack of objectivity. We believe what we want to believe rather than base our observations on objective information. And that has to do with the exercise too, you know. You believe, oh, I'm too tired to go exercise. Well, the truth of the matter is, research has proven that if you get out there and exercise, it will release endorphins from the brain and you will have more energy. You got to quit responding to those old tapes that you hear in your head. They may be useful for resolving the current situation or they may not contribute to healthy behavior, but they have helped us cope in the past, and so we have a tendency to rely on them, those old tapes that we play over and over, how we talk to ourselves, and sometimes how we talk to ourselves is not so positive. Sometimes we shut other people out. Sometimes we do it brusquely or rudely, and it may not be a healthy behavior or the best way to deal with the situation, but it has accomplished our objective in the past because people will leave us alone, and that's not what we want. That's not what we want. Don't play those old tapes in your head. Play a new tape that says, all right, these negative people are here in the office, and I can deal with them. I can confront them. I can be assertive. I can talk to them about it. I can ask them to change their behavior. Because the way we talk to ourselves is going to determine how we talk to other people. Another thing that we do that saps our energy is we have a tendency to blame other people. And if we blame other people for our misfortunes and our unhappiness, we are failing to communicate honestly with ourselves. We are the only people who are responsible for our happiness, for our success, for the money we make. We are the people who are responsible for that. And so we have to learn to take care of ourselves, and we have to learn to give up the blame. Give up the blame. You'll have more energy if you give up that blame. And quit convincing yourself that you're a victim. You're not a victim. There are no victims when it comes to the way we behave in the daytime. Yes, you could have been a victim in the past if you were a little child and someone took advantage of you. But in this day and age, you have the ability to say no. So don't just sit there at work and think, well, everybody told me I have to do it this way, and I have no responsibility for changing it. I can't control it. You know, we have to accept responsibility for the situations that we're in. And we are the only people who can change the situation that we're in. And we have to figure out how to make that happen. We are the only ones who can do anything about making our lives better. We can confront people. We can talk to them. We can step out and stand up for ourselves. But we do not have to sit around feeling like we're a victim and feeling sorry for ourselves. That isn't going to help us stay revved up. That isn't going to help us get more energy. And quit focusing on the unfairness of life. Sure, life isn't fair. Whoever told us life was going to be fair? I don't know. I always thought that everybody was going to be truthful and honest and fair. And then I got out of high school and realized, no, people aren't going to be truthful, honest, and fair. They weren't truthful, honest, and fair in high school. Why would they be when we got out of high school? I don't know where I got that idea in the first place. Life isn't fair. So don't spend time feeling sorry about it. Don't spend time concentrating on it. Don't spend time thinking about how unfair life is, that so-and-so got a better job than you did, or so-and-so has a bigger house than you have, or so-and-so Stanley always seems like the perfect man. You know, we don't know what other people are going through. We all keep up some pretty good appearances. And so we don't know what other people are going through. Just accept that life is not fair and do the best you can every day. Totally concentrate on your own success, on your own goals. You know, goals are a good way to stay revved up. If you have a goal and you set it for something that you want to do or something you want to be or something you want to have, well then, go after it. Go after it and put all your passion and all your energy into it, because when you do that, you do feel revved up. You do feel like you're making a difference. You do feel like you're getting something done. You're accomplishing something. And so try to avoid that negative self-talk and say to yourself, I can. I know I can. I can make this happen. I can achieve my goal. And cut out pictures of the things you want to be, the places you want to go, the things you want to have. Cut out words that are positive. I go through magazines and I cut out things and I make vision boards and I put them in my achievement journal. I cut them out and put them in there because you want to be focused forward. Don't focus on the past. Focus forward. That's the way to stay revved up. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused on where you're going. Stay focused on what you want to make happen. And take steps every single day to make those things happen. And then write down in your journal, in your achievement journal, write down every single day what you did today to achieve your goal, what you did today to stay revved up, what you completed today, how much time you spent allowing yourself to think or to plan or to read, and write down the things that you're going to decide that you want to do instead of what you have to do. Write those in your book. So very, very important. Excuse me. See, if we are going to have a lot of energy in the afternoon, we have to be excited about what we're doing. Because if we start getting, kind of complacent, we sit in the same chair all day long, and about mid-afternoon, we're getting tired and we're getting exhausted. Well, that's the time to get up and walk around the block. That's the time to walk out to your car and get something and walk back. That's the time to get away from a negative person for just a little while. So take care of yourself. And most of all, if you want to stay revved up, stay focused forward. Prepare for tomorrow. When the day is over, take a few minutes to clean up your desk and put everything in order for the next day. This is going to give you a sense of completion, as well as feeling that you can go home and you can enjoy a relaxing evening, and you don't have to think about coming in and facing that messy desk tomorrow with the piles of stuff that didn't get finished, because you will know that it's organized and put in order for you to start each thing, take care of each thing one at a time, keep your energy levels up, and stay revved up. You can do this. You can have more energy. You can have more energy. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And the choices we make in our lives make the difference as to the kind of lives that we have. Most of all, remember that you can have and do and be anything you want to, because you are more than enough.